Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Public support for bringing the 2024 Summer Olympics to Boston is dwindling. A new WBUR poll shows just 36% of registered voters in the Boston area now support the idea. That's down from 44% a month ago and down from 51% in January. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has the latest.
Can you blame it on the weather? That's what MassInc pollster Steve Cazello wondered last month when the survey he did for WBUR showed that local support for the Boston Olympics had dropped markedly.
People were dissatisfied with the way the trains were running and, you know, sort of grumpy because they had to stay home and couldn't get to work and were having all sorts of other problems. But in fact, the numbers have continued to get worse.
Even as weather and transit problems have gotten better. In the newest WBUR poll, a majority of those surveyed opposed the idea of bringing the 2024 Olympics to Boston, 52%. The poll has a margin of error of 4.9%. Opposition is slightly weaker within the city of Boston as opposed to the metro area, but Beacon Hill resident and poll respondent Margot Birnbaum is among the no crowd. The 54-year-old lives next to Boston Common, where Olympic volleyball competitions are planned.
This is my backyard, and if they have the Olympics, it's going to be trashed. Maybe it will be cleaned up quickly, but it will still be trashed.
Another person surveyed, 65-year-old Dan Duffy from Cohasset, says it would be kind of nice to have the Olympics in Boston.
I would support it based on no taxes being used for it, unless it's for, you know, upgrading the public transit or something like that. That will be a benefit afterwards.
In response to the WBUR poll, the private nonprofit behind the bid, Boston 2024, says it expects public support to rise steadily in the months ahead as outreach continues. The CEO of the U.S. Olympic Committee, Scott Blackman, said last week his organization had hoped for greater support from Bostonians at this stage.
But, you know, candidly, it's much more important that those numbers be high 2.5 years from now than it is that they be high now. So we have plenty of time to allow this trajectory to unfold and complete confidence in Boston 2024's ability to do that.
But the WBUR poll shows that more survey respondents see Boston 2024 unfavorably than favorably. The group unveiled details of its bid proposal during a time when severe winter weather and transportation issues began disrupting commutes. Later, it released the salaries of staffers and payments to part-time consultants, including Deval Patrick. The former governor was due to earn $7,500 a day, but last night Patrick said he would forgo the fee. Pollster Steve Cazella says it's difficult to pinpoint the reason for the continued sharp drop in support for hosting the games.
Exactly what drove every single person, you know, from one camp to the other, we can't quite tell that just because so many things were happening at once.
Meanwhile, the focus on the MBTA has not melted with the snow. Most of those surveyed consider the T in poor or fair condition. Cazella says it's significant that 86% see the transit system as a major priority for Governor Charlie Baker.
People's passion for the issue, people's interest in the issue, people's desire to see Governor Baker focus on the issue have not dissipated at all so far.
Just 3% of Boston area voters say Governor Baker is responsible for the MBTA's troubles. The largest group, 30%, holds state lawmakers responsible. Riding the T to work to the State House yesterday, Representative Marjorie Decker said the system should get more attention.
And if it's really a priority of the state, then we won't run into the problems we ran into again.
The governor's special panel on the MBTA is due to make recommendations by the end of the month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.